Welcome back in. Good Stuff with McKay Hillstead. It will be fascinating to see how that quarterback situation pans out this fall. Let's keep the interviews going. This time we'll go to the defensive side of the football. Another newcomer. Rave reviews in spring football from Jay Hill, a weight room junkie. And as you'll find out here in a moment, he's got a very interesting hobby outside of football. Let's get to know a little more Jack Kelly.
What do you think of the talent on this BYU team? You're jumping up a level here. What do you make of this group that you're playing with?
Oh, they're super talented. Everyone over here has been able to make plays, be in the right positions. It's been awesome to see. And like the twos and the threes, there's not a drop off. Like everyone at this level can play. And it's been awesome to see everyone at all three, like first string, second string, and third string, all making plays.
When Coach Hill called you up and you decided to leave Weber State, how quick was Coach Hill on you, and how easy was it of a decision to rejoin with him?
He called me within the first couple of days for sure, but it was a quick decision once I was able to make sure my grades were going to transfer over and all my credits would be good. But once I was able to figure all that out, it was quick. I knew I wanted to reunite with Coach Hill.
What do you remember about him recruiting you to Weber State? What was that story?
He was always super believing in me. He knew that I could play at that level. He always told me that he believed that I would be able to play and become a starter and be one of their guys. So just building that trust with him and that bond, I knew once he called me up to come down here that he was still had the same belief in me.
What's he like as a defensive coordinator? You know him from his days as a head coach, but what's he like as a defensive coordinator?
He's able to put all his time into studying the offenses that we're going to be playing. Also hone really in on the defense that we're running, so like make more corrections, but then also be able to pick up new tendencies from the offensive guys. Obviously as an offensive coach or a head coach, he had to study the defenses too, so he didn't get to put as much time into both. So it's been awesome to see him really focus on offenses and increase his knowledge on what we're going to be going up against.
He raves about you as a football player, but also as just as a weight room guy. Like, what makes you so good and strong in the weight room? Maybe kind of a weird question there, but how do you become someone that is a great weight room guy?
I like to think it's all because I grew up racing BMX. So from the time I was 5 to 13, 14, I was just a BMX guy. So that was a lot of, like, footwork, kind of stuff we train for football right now I was doing for BMX. And also it just builds your legs up, makes you super strong in the legs. And once I started getting towards the end of my BMXing career, I started lifting a ton for my legs. So I think that was a huge benefit for me.
BMX guy. I don't know if I've ever had the pleasure to talk to someone. Why do you get off the bike?
So growing up, I always wanted to play football. But I was always overweight. Like, to be an X-Men, I would have to be an X-Men, and I didn't want to do that. So once I got to high school, my dad's like, I think it's finally time to try it out, and I tested it out and loved it.
Do you have any nasty or horrific crashes during your BMX days?
Nothing too crazy. I snapped a crank, which is where the pedal connects to. I snapped that one time, did a nice little front flip, but nothing too like bone-breaking or anything like that.
So that was never a serious like career path? It was just a hobby as a kid?
No, it was pretty serious. I did it for
really
11 months out of the year. I traveled all around the country. I even went to Denmark to race it.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
You raced in Denmark. What was that like?
Oh, it was awesome. So that was for a world championship. I was a two-time world championship and I think 10-time national champion. So it was a pretty big time thing.
How did you get into that at a young age?
My dad, when I was 3, was looking for somewhere to just race RC cars, came across a BMX track, and went out, took me out. I had a little rental bike, and then the next day he spent like $500 on a bike for me, and my mom was like, all right, we have to stick to this for a while now if you're going to spend that kind of money on a bike.
This is so fascinating. This is a lot of fun. How do you train for that? Like, is it just repetitions? Maybe not so different than football, that it's just time and effort?
Yeah, it's a lot of repeating things. A lot of sprints, like it's all on the bike stuff mainly. There's obviously some weight room stuff when you get older, but as a kid you're just trying to build bike skills to get over the jumps as fast as you can, and then also be able to learn the fastest routes through each track.
Do you ride very much anymore, or are those days over?
They're kind of over right now. My dad kind of forced it on me. I wanted to still do it, but it's at the end of the day it's an extreme sport that I could get hurt in, so I respect his decision. I'm probably going to get back into it once football is over, but Yeah, right now it's on pause.
What kind of career or living could you make as a professional BMX person?
It all depends. Some people I know are like sponsored by Coke, Toyota, so like you can make a living.
Is Red Bull in this at all?
Yeah, Red Bull's, they're big into it. You can make a living if you're one of the top guys for sure, but it's starting to grow. When I was in it, it was like an up-and-coming sport, but now like it's becoming a really big sport in America.
Wow, so growing up it was football and BMX, huh? Anything else?
No, mainly just BMX. I played flag football, okay. Junior jazz a little bit, but nothing like competitive.
Man, that is crazy. Jack Kelly, the BMX national champion, world champion, huh? Where else did you travel to for that?
I've been to, I think, 42 states.
So, you've been to 42 of 50 states?
Yeah, so pretty much every state I've been to, and then Denmark was the furthest out of country I've traveled to.
Switching back to football, that was a lot of fun. What appealed you about BYU? Was it being on the power stage, Big 12? Was it proximity to where you've been playing your whole college? Like, what was it about BYU that drew you in here?
It was a little bit of all that. Obviously, I'm still close to home, so my parents can still come out and support, which I really like that idea. The Big 12 is a huge thing. I want to be able to prove myself on the biggest stage in college football. And then also just having Coach Hill and Coach Enna here. They recruited me out of high school, so I built relationships with them before. So being able to reunite with them was a huge factor in it.
What's Coach Enna like as a position coach? You know, he played here, had a great career here, famous BYU guy. What's he like as a coach?
He's super fiery. He expects the most out of all of us. He's going to set the standard and make sure we uphold that. He tells you how it is. He's not going to like sugarcoat anything. He's going to be straight up. But at the end of the day, he's going to be a loving coach that's there for us and supports us through everything.
I feel like I can ask this in the spring, summer, before we get into the thick of game preparations and plans, but are there any games on the schedule that you're looking forward to? I mean, you're looking forward to them all. You want to play them all, but is there one or two that it's just there's a little extra juice behind it?
I'd say Utah for sure. Growing up, like, this rivalry is a huge thing, so I want to be able to show Cougar Nation what we're about and come out with a dub in that game.
Now that spring ball's in the past, what do you think this defense is capable of?
I think we can be a top defense in the country. All the talent we have is the best I've seen. We got speed, strength, we got pass rushers, cover guys, we got everything that we need to be successful, so I think we can expect a lot from us this season.
You probably, based off your BMX past, you probably didn't have much time for video games growing up, but did you ever play NCAA football?
Yes, I did a little bit.
What's that been like as a potential, well, not potential, it's going to happen. Yeah, the game's coming out in the summer. What's it been like going through the process of getting ready to be in a video game?
It's kind of surreal. Like, you don't ever grow up thinking like, oh, I'm going to be playing with myself in this college football game. But now that it's actually happening, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be kind of funny to see our ratings and see everything like that. But I'm excited to be in it, and it's a crazy opportunity for
sure. When did communication start with EA, with you guys?
It was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. They reached out and said, like,
do you want to be in or not?
Yeah, do you want to be in? You can opt in or you don't have to. But if you do, you're going to be in the game. And, I mean, who doesn't really want to be in a game?
Totally.
Like, play with yourself on your favorite team, that's going to be awesome.
What do you get for opting in? Do you get a free copy of the game or anything?
Yeah, so they're paying $600, I believe, in a free copy of the game.
You're the college athlete I'm not, but that just feels like a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, like, I would do the game for free. Like, if you just put me in, I'll buy the game.
Do you get to choose at all your appearance? Like, do you get to, like, hey, this is what I like to wear, wristbands, any of that stuff?
Not that I'm aware of. They haven't reached out about that.
Okay. That'll be interesting if you get to choose that. Do you have, like, what's your game day attire like?
I'd say long socks. I like the long sock, like the scrunch look with turf tape, and then the wrist braces. So that's probably what I'm going to rock every game.
Neck roll?
No, I don't have one.
What about the face mask?
I use like there's a curved one. I don't know the actual name of it, with the two bar. I like that one.
Okay, cool. Well, last thing for you, what are some of your individual and team defensive goals for the season?
I think we can be top defense in the country, so I want to uphold that. I think as a defense we can lead the nation in sacks.
That'd be big time.
That'd be huge for us. So that's the goal. And then for me personally, I just want to be able to contribute to this team and make a big impact on a winning defense.